Welcome to the tax update for 31st May, and in this month's edition, we have as usual notes which accompany the podcast along with links in those notes should further research be sought. We begin with parking fines, and it's no surprise to learn that Group 4S Cash Solutions were denied a tax deduction for the parking fines that they incurred. But what is of interest is the argument that Group 4 put forward, which was that they needed to take care of their employees who were at risk when transferring cash from a secure van to an ATM machine or a business, and they needed to shorten the distance of that risk by parking as near as possible, which inevitably led to the incurrence of parking fines. So they said that the fines were incurred wholly and exclusively for the purposes of their trade. But HMRC said it was well established since the First World War and the case of Alexander von Glenn that fines are not allowable for tax purposes, and this is a policy matter. And the tribunal has agreed with that decision, saying that although it was prudent, it was not part of the trade or the conduct of the trade to break the law, and therefore the fines incurred, which disallowed £580,000 of tax, and therefore a substantial point at issue, were not allowable for tax purposes. Finance Bill 2016 contained Clause 14, which gives new legislation on the allowability of travel and subsistence where agency and employment intermediaries involved. HMRC published on 27th April new guidance on the tax treatment of such travel and subsistence, and in it it recognised that the draft within the Finance Bill clause was defective. Now, I think it's disgraceful that we should be faced with the volume of legislation with which we are, and yet they are bringing forward legislation that is defective. But they do say that it will be remedied as soon as possible. So although it might appear that at the moment there's an opportunity to take advantage of the defect, it wouldn't surprise me if legislation was later introduced and the change was made retrospective back to 6th April 2016. There's a big explanation in new guidance notes, and NIC follows the tax treatment. HMRC are also consulting on corporate interest expense, and this is a big issue following the OECD's G20 recommendation under Action Point 4. So the consultation closes on the 4th of August, and if you've got a business affected by this proposal to restrict the tax deductibility of interest, the 63-page consultation is worth a read. The Queen's speech was also fairly lengthy at 83 pages, and I can't recommend it as a riveting good read, but there's a lot of information. And what I worry about is it doesn't detail any finance bill information, so we're going to have to expect this for the future. And finally, the OECD Forum on Tax Administration published a note following its discussion in China, promising that there would be greater cooperation amongst the tax authorities and that they would move to improve compliance and the collection of tax by improving administration and tackling tax avoidance by sharing information. Thanks very much for listening.